Hi, Gina here. Thanks for listening to the Weigh In with Gina podcast. This podcast was originally created from my 91-day guided weight loss program. I wanted to let you know that our spring summer group is now open. If you want to sign up, space is limited. So run, don't walk, and get your spot before it's too late. Now, let's get into the episode.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi everyone, good morning. Happy Thursday, also happy day 67 of the program if you're following along on our podcast, which a lot of people are because every time our program sells out, a lot of people don't get in and they end up buying the book and following along via podcast, which is so super cool. So if you're listening to us by way of podcast, welcome. Hello. If you are in the group, I'll load up those questions. Let's get right to them. So here we are, a higher protein fat revamp week and tweak. We have 4 weeks left of the program. We do not wind things down. We do not slow down. We wind things up. We want to fly out of this group into the next group. If you've reached your goal or getting close, we want to make sure you move it along into maintenance. We are going to set you up for success. Everything that you need to know about next steps, whether you've signed up for our next group and you're wondering what to do in between groups, we're going to let you know. Whether you enjoyed the program, you lost some weight, but you want to go it on your own, we got information for you. You know, if you have reached your goal or you're getting close and you're looking for information on maintenance, we have all the information you need. It's one thing to lose weight. We are all about maintaining your weight or losing it in a way that you're going to be able to maintain it for the rest of your life. We do have a maintenance group. We have a whole conversation going on over there. There are four stages to finally and forever. There's losing your weight, and I'm assuming that's what you're here to do. Then there's solidifying your weight, which is giving your body time to adjust to your new weight so your new weight becomes your new norm. There's a couple ways to do that, personalizing the plan, which we're going to be talking about in the next couple of weeks, and then also repeating the program and the process because that has so many benefits to it, which is why you see a lot of people who are here and back to work on maintenance. And then once you've done that, you're testing the waters. This is where you're getting to know yourself and your new body and what maintenance looks like and feels like to you. You start to indulge in the things and, you know, just kind of live a normal life, not thinking about what you're eating or not eating day to day. If you do choose to indulge, we're going to implement this technique called back on track is what you're going to use to help get yourself back on track. This is something that I've been doing for the last 30 years of my life. Whenever I do indulge and I feel it, I'm just, you know, I implement the basic food plan, which there's a rhyme and a reason behind that. Stimulate that digestive system, give the body what it needs. Next thing you know, my weight is back down and I'm feeling back at it. And it's not even about my weight. For years, I didn't even have a scale. Whenever I indulge, I just feel like balls the next day. So, you know, I maybe add a little extra leafy greens, drink a little extra water, you know? You know what I mean? Do a few things just to kind of help my body recover from the indulgences. It's simple as that. I do not think about what I'm eating, not eating every day. I wake up, I look good, I feel good. And that brings us to that fourth stage, which is just living your life. Like legit, moving on, living your life, not having to stress or worry about having to lose weight again. Being mindful, absolutely, because a lot of the foods that we choose to eat, just because you eat something doesn't mean your body is necessarily designed to process and digest it, you know, so you're going to feel it. But, you know, I eat all the things all the time and I just live a normal life and I get to enjoy all the yummy bites and bits that life has to offer, you know, and when we talk about our issues and associations attached to food, because we use food for so many things, to celebrate, to show love, to bond over all of that. It's not about never doing that again. It's about getting to a really calm place so that you can use food for to celebrate and to show love and to enjoy, because I know there's a lot of foodies out there, you know, who love your food. And this isn't about never indulging ever again, never having your favorites ever again. It's about addressing why your body felt the need to store fat. Because if you gain weight, it's because you told your body to gain weight. Probably through years of dieting, long periods of time without eating, high stress, lack of sleep, you know, not giving your body the nutrients it needs, whatever that might be. You told your body to gain weight and it did that thinking that you needed to gain that weight. And we've spent so much time addressing why your body's feeling the need to store fat. This is why some of you, it's taking a little bit longer because straight up your bodies are a hot mess. I don't know how else to frame it, you know, years of dieting, starving, depriving, health issues and such. But it's not going to stop you from reaching that that goal, because your body wants this fat gone. It wants you to be healthy. It wants you to be happy. It wants you to look good, feel good, all of it, and truly live your best life, you know? So give your body what it needs so it no longer feels the need to store fat. Now, the second part of what you've been doing here is that you're so fucking busy. You're so fucking stressed out because you're just alive and all the things that we have to do and think about and all that. And then all the stress our body is under and all the things our body needs to do, you know, it barely has any time to be able to focus on fat loss. It's just helping you survive half the time, you know? And that's where the middle part of the program is really about specifically helping the body to focus on fat loss. And this whole program in its entirety is about giving the body time. Time. And some of you, think about it. How hard are you on your body about how quickly or not quickly it's dropping the weight? You want it to happen yesterday, and I get that, but your body, it needs time to adjust. You just can't take fat out of your body or have your body release fat and not need it to be able to adjust to that. Some of you are dropping weight and you're like, I'm so cold, what's happening? Well, your body needs to adjust to your new body temperature, you know? And then where we're at right now, and this is why it's so exciting, you've addressed why your body's feeling needs to store fat. You've been helping your body focus on fat loss. Your body, you're feeling amazing. You're piling up the non-scale victories. Your body is so fucking happy and it wants this weight gone. And all you have to do is step up and support that. Keep showing up day after day after day after day to continue to give it enough time to do what you want it to do, which is release that fat so you can just move on and never have to worry about it again. So it's a really exciting place to be. Help us help you. Continue to ask as many questions as you need. We really, truly are here for you. Do not feel the crunch of the time. The time is the time. Some of you are going to reach your goal. Some of you are going to have to continue. You know, it is what it is. But as long as you keep showing up, for as long as it takes, you're going to get there. You're going to get there. All right, let's see if these questions are rolling in. It's an art to coming up with a goal weight. It's an art for coming up with a goal weight. Yes, I've changed it up and down a few times. I'm half a pound from my, let me read this. My iPad's doing weird stuff. I'm half a pound from my current goal and decided to put it down to my weight at 21, as you recommended in an earlier post I remember watching. 121, here I come. Okay, so goal weight. We talked about this in the very first week of the program. So that was like ages ago. So a realistic goal weight that I come up with my clients is the lowest weight that you weighed after the age of 21 that you were able to easily maintain. That would be a realistic goal weight for you. Now, some people are like, oh my goodness, I'm like, you know, if I go back to that, I wasn't healthy when I was that weight, you know, smoking, you know, drinking, doing drugs, whatever you're doing, you know what I mean? You're not going to look like, because we're losing weight in such a healthy way, and a lot of people are really worried about looking gaunt, and they, you know, thinking, oh my God, I can't lose that much weight. Yeah, you can, if that's a healthy weight for you. The body's not meant to store excess fat, but you will lose that weight, obviously, in a healthy way. So you can look, you know, even healthier than you might have looked like many years ago. Some of you have had a weight issue your entire life. You don't really perceive that you had kind of a lowest low, you know, or your low, you wouldn't want to go back to your lowest low. You want to go lower than that. There's no reason why you can't see a number that you've never really seen before, right? So your body's not meant to store fat. Even if you've carried weight for pretty much as long as you can remember, your body will be willing to let go of that weight. So it's really, to me, all about feeling confident and comfortable in your skin. You can pick a number to kind of give you a goal, but, you know, it's just a piece of metal that you're stepping on, and only you know that number. And I think a lot of people get really fixated on that number, especially when they see that number, they want it to stay at that number, and that's not realistic. Like, once you see your lowest low, you've done that by doing all the things to see your lowest low. That's not no way to live. So your weight will fluctuate after you're done losing your weight, like up and down a good 10 pounds. And that's totally normal. So to me, it's about feeling confident and comfortable. Only you will know when you get there. A lot of times when people start the program, they're like, oh, I would just be so happy to lose like 10, 20 pounds. And then they lose that. And they're like, oh, I reached that goal. Okay, I could go for more. And then they set another goal. And they're like, oh, okay, I'll go for more. Maybe they set a goal that was even lower. But before they reach that goal, they decide, you know what, I'm happy. So a lot of people set a goal and they decide that they're done before they reach that goal. Some people set a goal and realize they can go for more. And then some people reach their goal and then they spend some time in maintenance and decide they're going to go for more. Like, it's really up to you and how you feel at the end of the day. You know, I think what you'll realize if you're new to the program, that you might have an idea of a weight you want to weigh based on, you know, all the diets you've done before, or maybe that you've seen that number a few times. If you lost and gained and lost and gained and lost and gained, you get down to that number and you think you're good. You know, losing 10 pounds on this program is going to look and feel like you've lost 20 pounds on another program, because we just lose weight in such a healthy way. And you lose it in layers as opposed to like pockets, any one spot. So if you've done diets before, you probably lose a lot in your chest or your butt or your, like, wherever you lose it. You'll notice with this process, you'll lose it in layers. That freaks a lot of people out. A lot of people are like, well, my measurements aren't that different. Well, because you're literally losing weight in layers all over as opposed to any one spot. And that's actually a lot healthier for, not only healthier for you, but also healthier for your skin. So that goal weight is really, it's up to you, but it is an art for sure. It definitely is an art for sure. Hi, Danny. Good morning. So very blessed that I've been able to get into Disneyland during this round. My goodness. Congrats. Round three. I'm so excited to join the maintenance group in January. My life has changed completely doing this amazing plan. It has transformed me as a person and giving me a new outlook on who I want to be. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Gina, and the entire community. Blessings. Stop thanking me now. We got a lot of time left still after the program. But this is all you. You know I'm going to say that. This is all you. I do the best I can. I'm really good at helping people lose weight. I'm not perfect at presenting the information. I'm not perfect at a lot of things, but I'm really good when it comes to weight loss and knowing what people need to do and, you know, to help them reach their goal. And I'm all about sharing that. That's my gift. And I'm all about sharing that to everyone, but not everyone picks up what I'm putting down. They don't. And, you know, this is where you, and I'm going to give you that lecture. You got to be, and I know you are proud of yourself. This is all you. This is all you. I don't take credit for people's successes. And I also don't take credit for people's what they would perceive maybe failures. You know, it's all up to you. I give you the information. You can take it. You run with it like you have. You've kept showing up for yourself. You know what I mean? Here you are. And that's the beauty of this process. And I love that you said this. And I'm going to just totally be all in with it. It's a massive lesson in self-love. You talk about transforming your body, but transforming your whole life, because you're now prioritizing yourself in your own life. You are now making choices that make you feel good. You are working hard on your issues and associations with food. And that's so huge, because we use food for so many things: to celebrate, to manage our emotions and our stress, to show love, to, do you know what I mean? And there's a lot of deep associations to that. A lot of us, for how we're raised, look at some of you with your food waste issues and such. Also, you know, just the way you speak to yourself, you know, all those, you know, those negative, for lack of a better word, I don't like that word, negative, but those, you know, the way your brain is wired, it takes fucking work and hard work to make real foundational change physically in your body. That is not an easy thing to do, to give that, to be patient, to give the body time, to keep showing up, to keep giving it the resources, to constantly be mindful, to be into, it's so much work. But also, even harder than that can be prioritizing yourself every day, constantly owning your ass, being mindful, showing up, being accountable, not to me, not to my team, but to yourself. You know, you haven't just shown up and dropped mediocre. You haven't been mediocre. You know, you've shown up and you've done it and you've followed through and you finish and you're fucking there. Yes, I'm using a lot of F words today. I'm into it. You know, because this is just where we're at in the program, the process. I couldn't love this more. We are all about maintenance. You're going to love the maintenance group, the conversations that we have over there. You know, a lot of times with this program and losing weight, people are festering in their funk and all their feels, right? Because, you know, it's not just that you started this program and where you're at with us. You've been trying to lose this weight, some of you, for like 20, 30, 40, you know, plus years, that kind of stuff. There's a lot of frustration and feels wrapped up into that. You know, you got to work through. In the maintenance group, it's really interesting. People are dealing through, they fester in their fear that this isn't going to be forever, fear that they're going to mess it up, fear that they're going to gain it back, you know, from having been there before and all of that. It's such an interesting conversation. On Wednesdays, we have this conversation called Weigh In Wednesdays, where myself and Anna and the group manager over there, Odette, and yesterday we brought on Marcy. Some of you might know Marcy Van Houten. She was a member. She's successfully lost her weight. She's been in maintenance for over a year and a bit now. She joined in the conversations. We're having real conversations over there about maintenance. Like, you think this is the work? Really, it's in that maintenance time. That's where you're really putting in the work, because that's some big feels over there. You got the job done and you did it. Now you've got to talk about where you need to be to move on for the rest of your life. It's so exciting. You're going to love this. You're going to love that conversation. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. And it's always sad. And Danny, you know, I know you've been showing up. You've been joining us for the lives. It's always sad when we see people kind of move on. But this is why we don't do subscription services. This is why I'm not into taking, you know, money out of your bank account every month and hope you don't notice for the next few years. This is why we don't do lifetime memberships. You know, we're We're not into that. We're into lose your weight in the healthiest way, physically, mentally, go live your life. That's what we're all about around here, you know? So it is a little bit sad when we see people go, but we're just so happy, honestly. So that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. Hi, Maureen. Trying to figure out if I should take a prebiotic and a probiotic individually, or I could take a product that's a combination of both. There are some good ones. I actually found one, Alchemy. What's it called? I don't know what it's called. I'm trying to think of the one that I take. Go to your health food store, talk to your pharmacist, look for a good one. There are some good combo ones, a pro and prebiotic out there. Don't forget to revisit that conversation that we had with Dr. Paul. We did talk about this. That would have been in the first session that we did with Dr. Paul. He's coming back. Is he coming back? When's he coming back? Week 10. Is he coming back next week? Is Dr. Paul on the schedule for next week? Tuesday? I think he is. Let me see what I'm doing here. Yeah, Dr. Paul, next Tuesday, he's back. Oh my goodness. That's exciting. We're going to talk about what to do with those supplements in between groups, when you're done groups and stuff. A lot of people want to talk about that, but go back and visit that first conversation with him. You really can't go wrong whether you take it individually, but there are some really good ones that you can find out there that are good combos. Let me scroll down and see. Holy shit. Is that why my hands are freezing and I'm cold all the time? Yeah, Dave. So when you lose weight, again, this goes back to our very first, I know I keep talking about this, Science Saturday post. All the Science Saturday posts are so good. Like, honestly, if you have not taken the time to, and I know a lot of you haven't, because I can see the numbers on how many times it's been read and opened up. Not a lot of you are reading them. So insightful. Honestly, I know they're long and they're like, oh my God, it's going to take forever. Grab a coffee and throw some Baileys in it, you know what I mean? Print them out, you know, or read them over. They're also in the app. They're also in the book. So insightful. But the very first one, you know, we really talk about, you know, why your body, how your body uses fat. And in this process, you know, your body uses fat for a lot of things, to draw on as energy reserves, but also, you know, to regulate your body temperature. And so this is why when people lose a lot of weight, they're cold. They start to, because you don't have that same insulation. I know that's not a very simplistic explanation, but yeah, I mean, you know, things like that, things like your body temperature needs to adjust to your new weight. And so your set point is where your body has like kind of taken time to rejig everything around that weight. That's your, and there's a range there, like your saturation levels, your sodium levels, you know, your metabolism, how hard your body is working, your heart, for a lot of people, their heart. This is why I take blood pressure medication, to stop their heart from growing. As you know, gain in size, your heart is a muscle and it grows in size to be able to maintain the size of your body. So a lot of you, your hearts have grown to sustain the weight that you were at. And then as you lose that weight, guess what? Your heart is still pumping out a lot of blood that it no longer needs to do. So even your heart needs time to adjust. And that's a big part of set point, is that your body kind of settled on a weight in a certain range, right? And that's sort of where it's adjusted everything. And then you've lost the weight, and then plateaus of your body kind of taking a little bit of time to readjust that. And then you've lost the weight and your body's taking time to readjust it. And then this is where maintenance is. Maintenance is like you've reached that goal weight. Now you need to give your body like time to really solidify that and get used to functioning. And this is like seasonal. Going through the different seasons, how it functions. You know what I mean? This is major, where you got to give that body time to adjust and make your new weight your new norm. And that really is what that stage two of Finally and Forever is all about. You've lost weight. You got to give your body time, like 2-3 months, to solidify your weight. And then you can sort of kind of test the waters on that. But that's a big reason, yeah, why you're cold. Hi, Susan. Good morning. Hurt my knee playing golf 2 days ago. Still hobbling. Oh, no. Sad I can't keep moving right now. Wondering about cutting portions back even more since I... that just hurt my soul, you saying that. Wondering about cutting your portions back even more since I can't move my body. I'm feeling stressed. Okay, two things. Feeling stressed right now. Body's working extra hard because it's trying to heal you, repair, rebuild, and you're feeling stressed. Please do not use the word cutting. I love that you asked this, but cutting is just so not intuitive. Cutting is just like, meh. Portions are always what they feel like, never about what they look like. So be in tune. Follow the program. Ask yourself the four questions and be in tune. If your body doesn't need more because you're not being active, it won't ask for more. So when you're eating your portions and you're asking your four questions, the body is so fucking smart, and you are assuming it's a dumbass right now and can't regulate itself and doesn't know what it needs and is not paying it, not in tune to the fact that you got a major injury going on. You know what I mean? Like, your body knows better than you what you need. And so this is why cutting and that frame of mind is just like, it's so not intuitive. And so when it comes to your portion sizes, just ask the four questions from where you're at. Now, you might want to follow the sickness protocol if you're not feeling great and it's affecting your appetite, because sometimes the body shuts you down so it can focus on doing what it's doing. Sometimes we have injuries that are so painful, which is we're not interested in eating. Follow that sickness protocol. But when it comes to those portions, you ask the four questions. Ask the four questions. You're not being as active, you probably will have smaller portions, you won't be as hungry. You're more active, you'll probably be hungrier and you'll need larger portions. So this isn't about manually looking at your portions and cutting them. It's not looking at your portions and eating less or keeping them smaller. It's about always, always, always asking those four questions. Asking those four questions like, your body could need more because of all the hard work it's doing and how stressed you are, not actually less. Do you know what I mean? And if you're not eating enough, guess what your body is doing? It's compensating by going in, utilizing your fat reserves, right? So this is always why, this is a perfect example. And I love this question, so thank you for asking and sharing. This is why portions are always what they feel like. And if you ask those four questions, you can trust your body because it knows better than you. You know what I mean? This sucks for you though. I hope you heal quick. You will be probably surprised at how you will heal quicker because of how much healthier you are now about following the program. A lot of people really say that. It's always a bummer, but just adjust those portions by being in tune and asking those four questions. Great question. Emanuela, wow, another drop on the scale, just 2 pounds away from the 120. So unbelievably stoked. Plus, I went to bed super late last night. Yeah, we'll try to get to bed maybe a little earlier tonight. Where are we? I've been pushing myself in the pool, woke up with some sore muscles, and my weight is up corresponding to repairing muscles. Hi, Franca. Taking the day off the pool today, dry brushing, Epsom salt bath, and meditation this afternoon. Maximize. Well, that's a whole vibe. I love this, right? You recognize your body is sore, your body needs time to repair and rebuild those muscles. And not only are you taking the day off, but you're being proactive about it, having that nice Epsom salt bath. I love it. Hi, Kathy. Being in tune with our body can change our habits. I've always eaten breakfast, but I'm doing this session while in maintenance. For some reason, for the first time in my life, I have no desire to eat breakfast. Learning that we don't have to eat in the morning has tuned me into energy levels, and I feel like it's a critical lesson. Yeah. You know, and this is the thing, and we're going to be talking about this in the next couple of weeks when we start to personalize the plan, which is still very much on plan and doing all of the things, is really getting in tune to your body's needs on a day-to-day basis, where one day you might be really hungry and you might wake up and you, oh my God, I need breakfast, you know, and then you eat all day long. And then, you know, this is why you want to make sure you're drinking your water and it's not carb-based and that kind of stuff. So you got to use a little bit of mindfulness. Why am I so hungry? What's going on? And then the next day, not hungry at all. And not hungry at all. And, you know, like one day, this again comes down to those portions, which is why that's such a good question. You know, one day you might need one egg to feel satisfied. The next day, you might need 3 eggs to feel satisfied. And the next day, you might not even be hungry for breakfast at all. Now, definitely having breakfast while you're trying to lose weight, and that's the difference here I want to point out, because you're actually in maintenance. But while you're trying to lose weight, definitely having that higher protein breakfast can really kind of break that fast, get that body work hard, and it's absolutely maximizing your efforts. So if you're trying to skip breakfast thinking that eating less is going to get you ahead, actually eating breakfast when you go higher protein can actually be a benefit when it comes to actually losing weight. But this is a big part of maintenance. It's really just getting in tune to that, right? Really, really getting in tune to your body's fluctuating hunger levels. Some of you are going to be really freaked out about how you're not hungry, you know, and a lot of you have spent a big chunk of your life trying not to eat, when in reality, now you're not even going to be hungry. And that's going to start to really freak some people out. They're going to be like, I'm not even hungry. Should I be nervous? And it's like, no, at this point, your body will let you know when you're actually hungry. And the reality is you do not need to eat 5-6 times a day. It's not normal, right? Like, you have this whole thing called your migraine. Someone asked the other day, you know, why is it not normal to eat 6 times a day? Well, it's not to say that you won't have days where you feel hungry to eat 6 times a day, but you have this thing called your migrating motor complex. It's the system that kicks in after you eat food and your body starts to process and digest food for about 90 minutes afterwards, where your body kind of makes sure that the food is going where it needs to go. That's where you hear your tummy rumbling. Have you ever eaten something and then like your stomach starts to like growl and rumble and you're like, I'm not even hungry. Like, I literally just 8. Like, rumblings are not normally never hungry. Like, when you actually are hungry and you haven't eaten, you maybe get like a little bit of a cramping, kind of like, oh, I need to eat something. But those tummy rumblings, those are very rarely actually hunger and actually your migrating motor complex. This is why a lot of you are noticing that in the middle of the night. You're like, I'm hungry in the middle of the night. My stomach is growling. No, stomach growling is very rarely a sign of hunger. It's your migrating motor complex kicking in. And because we were eating so often in the beginning, your migrating motor complex wasn't really kicking in, but you were noticing it while you were sleeping and your body was kind of going through the things that it does when it's circadian rhythm. So that's where you want your migrating motor complex to kind of kick in, right? And you start to pick up on that when you're actually giving your body time to process and digest your food, which is really cool. I don't want to talk too much about it because we still have another week of our higher protein fat revamp tweak.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When we get into maintenance, do we have to do lemon water in the morning? No, I mean, you don't have to do the things that you did to lose the weight when you're in maintenance. Now, some people will repeat the program, and we do suggest you do all of the things because, you know, the lemon water can help with people who have digestive issues. It breaks the fast. It gets your digestive system stimulated. The lemon water is never no magical thing. It's great for getting your water in the morning. It's a great way to start your day for, again, because it stimulates your digestive system. It kind of gets your body up and going, you know, and it can help with digestion. But it's anything that you do to lose weight, like it's supplements, for example. So if you've added in supplements that help you losing weight, you don't have to keep taking them to maintain your weight. If you drank a certain amount of water to help yourself lose weight, you don't have to continue drinking that amount of water to maintain your weight. Now, are a lot of the things that we do on program just beneficial for you in general? Yeah. Like, I don't have to lose weight. I still take my vitamin D, my omega-3s, you know, my B complex and stuff like that because they're beneficial for other reasons. Just general health, which is why if you're deficient in them and it's affecting your general health, this is why adding them in can help with your weight loss journey. So a lot of things, unless you're repeating the process, which we do suggest, and this repeating the process just helps increase your metabolism even more. Repeating the process helps you get in tune even more. Repeating the process when you're not looking to lose weight helps you, you know, continue to ask those four questions so they become second nature and more ingrained even more. So eventually you don't have to ask. It's more practice. It helps you get even more in tune with your body. It helps provide an opportunity for your body to level up and focus on, you know, maybe health issues that you have where you don't need, no longer need to focus on weight loss. It's still beneficial. When people do this program and they lose weight, yes, that's great, but they also, you know, get off those blood pressure medications, get off their cholesterol medications, lower their diabetes med, lower their thyroid medication. Do you know what I mean? Actually make a real difference in their health and wellness. And this is like how to get healthy 101. In fact, the program was never designed as a weight loss program. That what I realized is that the more I ate, the, you know, more I took care of myself, the healthier I was, the more weight I lost. So the program was originally designed as a lifestyle program 30 years ago. This was like when lifestyle wasn't even kind of a word yet. That's how long ago it was. And I was selling it as a lifestyle program. People were like, "A what?" And I was like, "Lifestyle. It's like, you know, it's like, it's going to get you healthy. It's going to get you in tune to your body. It's going to get you all." Because I was into, like, I'm a Reiki master. So I was like into mind-body connection and energy work. And I taught yoga and I did all that stuff. And, you know, this is why a lot of this is built in. And it was originally meant to level up your health and wellness, right? To be as healthy as possible. And when you give your body what it needs and you're as healthy as possible, making choices, you know, that are in line with that, your body doesn't want the fat, and you just got to help the body release the fat. And nobody wanted to buy it. No one bought into it. And everyone's like, "Yeah, I just want to lose weight." I'm like, "You will. Weight loss is a side effect of that." And they're like, "I just want to lose weight." And I'm like, anyway, so this is why I kind of very quickly clued in that everyone just wanted to lose weight. No one cared about the healthy part. And you know, let's face it, a lot of people buy into this program wanting to lose weight. But what I love about it is very quickly people realize it's so much more than that. And for a lot of people, it does become about all the benefits that people see and less about the weight. Now, it's still very much about the weight. And I'm definitely not losing sight on that. But to answer your question, Judy, no, you do not have to keep taking that apple cider vinegar after you're done. You can totally get rid of that. Hi, Joanna Hunt. Unfortunately, I never saw a low, having been overweight my whole life. But happy to say, although I have lots still to go, my weight is a little lower than when I was in my early 20s. I'm on my way to finally and forever. Yeah, this, Joanna, exactly, right? This is where, like, if you feel like you've had a weight issue your entire life, you're like, I don't even know what a low would be for me, and I would, you know, obviously you would love to get lower, and there's no reason why you can't. No reason why you cannot. Hi, Kelly. Good morning. Round three, and I'm going to be honest. Okay, let's be honest. Hey, I'm here for it. I'm all about honesty. I'm all about honesty. I literally am pissed at the scale and getting in my head. Okay, well, I love this. I'm big on this. I'm big on this. The worst part is I know effing better. Yeah, you do. So do I. Like, put it this way. Someone reached out yesterday. I'm going to just do a personal share. And, you know, complained about the fact that I talk too fast. And they're like, it's not cute. It's not sexy. It's not whatever. Like, I fucking know that. I know I talk too fast. Like, I share the fact I talk too fast. I can't help my passion. I'm excited. Now, am I constantly working on trying to slow down? I slur half the time. I don't know how the fuck you guys even understand half the stuff I say sometimes, because not only do I talk fast because I'm excited, my brain is going real fast. Sometimes what comes out of my mouth, especially when I'm tired, I'm slurring words, whatever. Do I want to do better? Abso-fucking-lutely I do. Do I think about it every time I sit up here and criticize and analyze myself? Every fucking day. When someone reach out to me and they're like, oh, you should do this and you should do that. Yeah, thanks. No shit, Sherlock. I know. I'm like, no one is harder on myself than me. But at the same time, you know, I also appreciate that if something is bothering me, it's a lesson for me, you know? So I love this. I fucking love it already. The worst part is you know better. Yeah, you do. And no doubt you are working on it the best way that you can, and things aren't going to change overnight. Okay, let's get into this. Scale has been going up, so I started doing the fuck it, it's not working, blah, blah, blah. I get this. Right? I get this. Like, am I ever going to do this? Am I ever going to do that? It's like, you know, poor Tony has to listen to me because I'm an out loud talker, thinker, all of that. You know what I mean? And then I look at like, look what I've done. And they'll say that to me, look what you've done. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but I'm just so fixated on the things that I'm not doing, you know? So this is normal, right? This is normal. I'm doing that. It's not working, blah, blah, blah. So I made an appointment at the gym for a body scan, and my mind blew. The scale hasn't moved, but my muscle mass has gone up. Yay me. Guess my body needs a hot minute. I'm down a total of 40 pounds this year. Really trying to get out of my own way. That is the hardest part. That is the hardest part, especially after you've lost 40 pounds. You've done it. You know you can do it. And that can really mess with your head. Are you going to follow through? Are you going to finish it? What happens when you get there? Are you going to maintain it? Do you know what I mean? And life, I would imagine that life is not making it easy for you. And this is the issues and the associations and the real stuff that you have to actually work through to make real change. This is, if you're not like tormented mentally, are you even showing up? Are you even doing the work? You know, there's one thing that I know you're not doing. You're not half-assing it. And that's not based on the 40 pounds. It's that you're owning it. You're recognizing. And not only that, you want to work through it and you're being proactive to do it. And that's what it takes. This, like, finally and forever is no joke. It's no joke. It's not about what you're eating and when. You know, do exactly what I tell you to do and eat this, do whatever, maximize your efforts. You're going to lose the weight. Now, some of you may take a little bit longer, but guaranteed you're going to get there because there's no reason why, you know, you can't lose the weight. There's reasons why it might be slower. But the physical stuff, man, like, time flies like that. You just got to show up. It's the mental stuff. That's the stuff. That's it. That's the finally and forever part. That's the part that's missing in every other diet that's out there. Well, not only, but just the, you know, the whole way you're losing it and all of that, obviously. But that's the big part of it. It's not just a before and it's not just an after. It's all the shit physically, mentally that you got to work through and keep working through to show up. You know what I mean? You're not a failure. You're persistent as fuck because you are still here. And that is why you are going to reach your goals. That's why you're going to do it. That alone is why you're going to do it, because you're showing up today. Do you know what I mean? I fucking love this. I'm here for it. I'm so here for it. Down a total of 40 pounds this year. Really trying hard to get out of my own way. Do you know, the reality is you're always going to be in your own way. Always. And just when I get it and I clear that away, guess what? The universe drops a whole other big steamy pile of shit for me to work through. It's just like, oh, good for you, Gina. Amazing. Here's some more. And you know what? I'm here for it. And you know, I just keep showing up, keep working through it, because I want to grow. I want to evolve. I want to change. I want to learn. I want to live my best life. You know what I mean? And that's what it takes, doing that hard work. Hi, Gwen. Last 2 days have been totally off plan. Okay. My friend's daughter passed away at only 32 years old. Oh, my goodness. Really knocked me. Yeah, I bet. I bet you're shook over this. This is just awful. Ate sugar, pizza, and felt terrible yesterday. Yeah, you know, I love a good bottle of wine when I'm feeling it. Bottle of wine, bag of chips, and then I wake up the next day. So, I get it, right? But in the moment, the reason why we do that? Because we don't want to feel the feels. And you can't kind of eat and think at the same time. You just kind of, you know what I mean? And then what happens is you eat the things and then your insulin levels jack up. And that actually gives you a euphoric high where you're like, it makes you feel better. So I'm just kind of breaking down the science behind why we actually do that. It gives you a break from the feels and the things you're thinking about, right? You just keep eating and you're drinking and whatever. And then the actual chemical reaction that happens when we eat those foods, it gives us that high. It makes us feel a little bit better. The problem is that we also get hit with that down, right? Ate sugar, pizza, felt terrible yesterday. Didn't eat and not enough water yesterday. Feeling even worse today. Yeah, you know, that's the thing. It's not a great coping mechanism for us. You know, today I'm going to drink water, meals, and snacks on time and get back on track. You know what? Like, Gwen, go for a walk. You know what I mean? Read a book, you know, like kind of have some tea maybe, you know, that kind of thing. And this is not easy to talk about associations, the thing to replace our coping skills. Like I'm trying not to drink. I love wine and I talk about it all the time. Please don't send me an email about drinking, cause I already know I own my shit. You guys don't have to point it out and tell me. But you know, I was getting into a situation where I was drinking wine cause I was really stressed. I had a lot going on and I just felt like balls every single day. And man, it's hard not to drink the wine and then chips. How long has it been? 2 weeks,
time.
2 weeks, chips, 2 weeks, wine. Wine, no wine, and no chips.
Couple weeks.
I still bitch to Tony about it. I want to drink the wine. I want to eat the chips. It's hard to cope with things when you've lost your coping mechanisms. So changing how you cope isn't something that happens overnight, you know. But being really aware and conscious, you know, about sort of like doing things to make us feel better that make us feel worse. You know, and that's huge. That's really huge. You know, that's why I suggest, like, you know, show yourself some love, send some love to your friend. I mean, that's the best. You can't stress for them. You can't worry for them. All you have to do, the best thing for you to do is just send them love and then go for a walk and then send yourself some love. And just recognize, you know, at moments like this, how precious life is, how precious you are. You know what I mean? And really kind of try to switch and change up that energy is the best thing you do. It's not necessarily about the foods and all that, right? There's other things that you can do that are kind of going to fill your cup and make you feel good, and nothing like kind of a good walk out there, even this crisp air and in that snow, just to kind of, you know, kind of set things right for sure. So sending you lots of love. That's just so sad. That's just, and sometimes it's just shit. It is just shit. Life sucks sometimes and it's shit sometimes. And sometimes you just need to be like, this is shit. This is like horrible. It's shit. It sucks. And you know, like what can you do about it? Not to make it better. Do you know what I mean? It's just kind of get through it and get through it in the best way possible, you know? Hi, Cindy. Well, my subconscious mind was definitely working overtime last night. You were in my dream, Gina. Okay, I haven't dreamt in so long. Dreams are good. It means that you're getting that deep in that REM sleep. We were at a Christmas candle place. Not sure what that means, but certainly shows how this program occupies a lot of my thoughts, conscious and subconscious. Seasoned member here working on group 4. I had a very successful first 2 groups, but it hit a major detour group 3 due to a situational change and gained back a bit. That happens. Situational change is hard, man. Look at this pandemic for people. My goodness. Here I sit in a parking lot of my journey, this group, as I work on getting back on the road to move on from there. I know what to do. I know it takes time, and I know stress has played a major part. We all have to realize that if we dig in and be patient, even with all the setbacks, we will get there. Yes! This is it. Gina and team are with us, even in our dreams. Oh, I love this. Your dreams, really interesting. I listened to a guy. What was that guy's name? Was that Huberman? I know I mentioned them the other day. Huberman, was that Labs. Huberman Labs?
Yep.
And was it Jay Shetty, right?
Yep.
So Jay Shetty and Huberman Labs, they did this thing on dreams. It was really interesting how dreams aren't like, they're not like, it's like, what do the things in your dreams mean? It's not so much like, it's what they mean to you and kind of the feeling, the energy of that. And it's really cool. The last couple of weeks, as you know, I've been dealing with some stuff in my dreams. Like, I had a dream that I worked for Drake and he fired me. Fucking asshole. And it's this thing of like not being good enough and wanting to explain why I'm not good enough, because there's a reason, right? Like, there's reasons to it. And my dreams have not been great. They're not fun. They're not enjoyable. And every night I have a dream and I just wake up with the same icky feeling, like I'm not good enough, like the same icky feeling of like trying to explain to people and, you know, all of that. And every night it's been the same thing. Yesterday I woke up and I said, okay, I get it. Like, this is obviously what I'm dealing with right now. So give me the tools, give me the skills, give me what I need to kind of work through this, right? Like, even my dreams are telling me, you know, even my dreams are messaging me. And it's not my dreams telling me I'm not good enough. It's like, this is subconsciously what, obviously, the issue that I'm working through. It's a lot of pressure helping 26,000 people lose weight. It's a lot of pressure managing a team. We have 52 employees who rely on us, and I want to create a great work experience for them, and I want them to love what they do, and I want to do things differently. And there's a lot. And, you know, sometimes I feel like if I can't do this, if I can't do that, or don't do something the right way, and I'm just fucking learning along the way that everything is going to be ruined, that I'm just going to ruin everything, you know? Like, I know a lot of you feel like you're working hard to lose weight, and as soon as you lose it, you're just going to gain it all back. I'm working really hard to create and build something, and in my life, in the past, I've kind of had it taken away from me a few times, so I've got some PTSD about that, you know? Like, working so hard to achieve something just to have it taken away. So, you know, our dreams are amazing that way, so I highly suggest you seek out that conversation with Jay Shetty and the Huberman Lab. It was a really good one, really interesting. And it learned that the way I was taught through books and interpreting dreams and symbols is it kind of like your dreams and the things are symbols, right? Like your candle, maybe that's a light. Like, I don't know what that is, but, you know, to you, it's kind of like as soon as you have that dream and you wake up and you think about the things in your dream, it's like you can do this because you're so in tune, is that you can actually feel the energy of those things and kind of interpret what they represent, what they mean, which is really cool. Which is really cool. Can you give examples of what we can have for dinner this week? I'm finding it difficult. What? No, I'm not going to do that. But if you ask the team, they'd be happy to give you some examples. And we have those recipe share pages. You can have anything for dinner. The only difference is that protein is now the focus. So when you had dinner before, it was vegetables, right? Protein, leafy greens, added fats, and any extra heavier carbs if you needed them, but the best place for those was lunch. So all you're doing now is just making sure you're having your protein is more the focus. So it's just, rather than it being vegetables, proteins, leafy greens, healthy fats, added carbs if you need, it's just protein, vegetables, leafy greens, added fats, heavy carbs if you need. So there's really no difference. It's the same. It's just about the focus, making sure you're getting enough protein for your dinner, making that the focus. Sorry, wait, I'm switching that around. So originally dinner, sorry, forget what I just said. So originally dinner was protein, vegetables, right? Leafy greens, added extra fats, and heavier carbs if you needed. And now the only difference is now it's vegetables, proteins, leafy greens, healthy fats. It's the exact same thing. So it's the same things you've been having for dinner all along. It's just now you're going to make protein the focus. So this is why it says on that post, don't overthink it. Because this is what people do. Don't overthink it. And if you're adding heavier carbs, if you're having rice and quinoa and, you know, potatoes and those things for dinner, maybe just try to minimize those. Or, you know, lunch is still the place. So the guidelines are still intact. If you are going to have those heavier carbs and you feel like you need them, add them in at lunch. That's always been the best place for them. But in particular this week, though, you want to be very mindful of not adding in those heavier carbs at dinner, or at least, you know, minimizing them. So then nothing changes except the focus what is the main focus for dinner. But you can go to the recipe share pages. You can go to the recipe share pages and check out our breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Just, you know, or go to lunch, and because that's where the protein was the focus. You can switch those up. That's an easy way to do it too. Hi, Mano. How are you? I have not seen you in a while. Just back from hiking vacation in Sedona, Arizona. And oh, man, I really hope that, like you say, flying adds pounds. So I was at 5 pounds in 5 days. That's nothing. I can go up 5 pounds overnight. I could literally go up 5 pounds overnight. That is nothing. And you should know that. You should know this already. Even after walking and hiking over 30K. Okay, walking, hiking. So can I just talk about this for a minute? Because I've totally forgot. So I'm going to just excuse me for a second. I want to talk about exercise and associating it with weight loss or maintaining your weight. Please do not think of exercise as a way to maintain your weight. I ate more, so I exercised it off. Please do not think about that. And I think this is back to that conversation about cutting. I've hurt myself. I can't be as active. Should I cut my portions? No, you should just meet yourself where you're at and be in tune with your portions day to day to day. But just because you're exercising less doesn't mean you need to eat less. And just because you're exercising more doesn't, you know what I mean? You're eating more doesn't mean you need to exercise more. So please let's not associate, because the one has absolutely nothing to do with the other. I hope what you say about flying adds pounds is I went up 5 pounds in 5 days, even after walking and hiking over 30K. That has nothing to do with anything. Do you know what I mean? You're hiking great, great mentally, great for your body, great for all those things. It has zero to do with your weight. Unless your body is sore. Now, if your body is sore from walking that 30K, then of course your weight will be up because your body's retaining water on top of flying, right? Plus, also, if you were in the heat and you were sweating and perhaps you were walking a lot, I would associate your weight now being up after flying due to dehydration, right? See what I'm saying? But I hope it goes back to at least, so I'm down 2 pounds down from yesterday, but I hope it goes back to at least my previous vacay weight. But what does the hoping have to do with anything? Right, like, you know, you didn't gain the weight, right? Like, your weight went up, you know, because you went away and, you know, maybe you ate some things, drank some things. Like, did you? Because is that why you're worried, that you think that you actually gained that weight? Like, I'm assuming that's the only reason you're worried, because if you didn't eat your face off, drink your face off and whatever, you know, like, why would you be worried that it's real weight gain? And therefore, why would you be worried if it doesn't come back down? You know, and of course it's going to come back down. It's not real weight gain. Your body's not looking to make you fat. It's not looking to store fat. It all can do any of those things. Flying is just how it is. It just sucks the water out of your body. It's just like, it's science. It's a science. Legit. You know those people who take people up and they do that like suspended, you know, they fly so high in the airplanes that they, you can float. They have to drink a whole bottle of water, 50 mils every 10 minutes to maintain hydration. That's how dehydrating it is. So that's just how that is. So you fly, you know, come back, your body's retaining water, you get back down. Hoping has nothing to do with anything. Hoping ain't gonna get you anywhere. It's not, you don't need to hope, because it's just a natural fluctuation that you should absolutely expect. And to your point, you can't gain 5 pounds in 5 days, just like you can't lose 2 pounds, you know, overnight, like you did. Your weight went up, it's coming back down, it'll go right back down. You, and I know that's hard to believe, but you gotta believe it, because it's true. It's true. But I'm jealous. Arizona sounds amazing. I definitely want to go there one day. The whole vibe, the whole energy, all of it. Like, don't put a negative spin on your trip because of what's coming back of your weight. You had the best time. You went hiking. Do you know what I mean? You drank your water. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this. Like, let's not do that. Like, I had the best time. My weight is up 5 pounds. I know it'll drop back down. I'm already down 2. That's the vibe. You know, that's the vibe. Hi, Tammy. First round. But I also know, Mano, you have not had an easy go. Let's talk about that for a second, because you have fought for every pound that you have dropped. And I can understand you being nervous about testing that out and seeing that scale go up. So I totally get that too. So I don't want to invalidate your feels, because you worked really hard to drop that weight down. You've had an extra hard of a time than average people. And you know, you've reached that. You don't want to fuck that up. You know what I mean? So you won't. So I get that's where the hope is coming from as well. You got this. You're good. First round down, 20 pounds. Feeling great for the first time in years. Far from perfect, but progress over perfection. That's it, Tammy. Progress over perfection. Jenny, it's 60 pounds down tattoo day. Stop it. I love this. I showed Jenny's Instagram a while ago. Waiting to get that tattoo. I got to get mine finished. I'm so jealous of this. 60 pounds down. My goodness. I'm loving that. On that note, I'm going to go. Congrats. You know, congrats. 6 pounds down, 60 pounds down. No matter where you're at, you should be so freaking proud of yourself, honestly. Especially just being here at this point, man. Just being here. If you're new to the program, being here right now and listening to this right now and still working on your journey, that is huge. Pat yourself on the back. Be proud. If this is your first group, second group, third group, fourth group, my goodness, you are persistent AF. No doubt you are going to get there. Give yourself a pat on the back. Recognize where you are at. You know, that end is near. That end is near. Remember, a couple things. I'm not going live tomorrow. I'm going to be out of town, so I will not be going live tomorrow. So a heads up on that. Remember that we don't answer questions here in written form. So copy, paste it over on the question of the day page. The team will answer it over there. Thank you to every single person who commented, shares, who creates the conversations with these lives. I could not do it without you, honestly. I hope everyone has an amazing day. I'm going to be back in about an hour, 11 a.m., to talk to my chiropractor, Dr. Tim. He's always lecturing me on being proactive with my health and helping me manage my health. And he's just a wealth of information, whether you're into getting chiropractic treatment or not. You're going to love the conversation with him. I'm excited about that. That's today at 11 a.m. If you're listening by way of podcast, that will also be available by way of podcast later today. Have an amazing day, everyone! And I'll see you later. Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.